So rain, don't go away. Question is, do you make a bracha when the rain comes back? You know, rain obviously is supposed to be a good thing for many people, especially if you're in the farmer business. So the question is, do you make a bracha on rain the first time that it comes back at the end of the beginning of the spring season? So Shulchan Aruch is mafurish. It's based on a Gemara in Tainis, Gemara in Brachas as well, that says, Im haya bitzar, machmas atziris geshamim, if you're in pain because there's been no rain, so then v'yardu geshamim, and then it rains, so mavarchim aleim, you make a bracha Shulchan Aruch. This is not, some Kabbalistic sefer over here. This is a straight up Shulchan Aruch. It says, mavarchim aleim, you make a bracha on them, afap yishvo yardu adayin kedei revia, even though it hasn't really started fully raining the full amount, you make a bracha on this rain. Now, the Rama adds, the reason why no one has ever made this bracha, why you never heard of this bracha, the Rama says, Mishum de Medinos Elu, in these countries, Tidirim Begeshamim, we are constantly have rain, Ve'ena net Sarin Kol Kach. Rain doesn't stop so often. Tell that to California, but that's what the Rama says, that it's not Netzar Kol Kach. Fine. What bracha do you make? Yeah?
No, I just want to know, is that just in this area, or that's from the Israel specific?
We're going to have to figure that out. That's going to be part of the figure. What does it mean, these areas? So what bracha do you make? So the Mishnah Berurah of the Shulchan Aruch then says what bracha it says. If you don't have a field, which most of us don't own, real fields where we're growing crops, so what bracha would you make? You would say, Modim anachnu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu al kol tipa v'tipa sharadnu lanu. We thank Hashem for every drop that falls. V'ilu pinu male shira kayam, that we thank Hashem, that is, we fill our mouths like a kayam. Adheinem yodu vivarchu ashimcha melkenu, right? V'chosem baruch ato Hashem kel rovodo. So you have this whole bracha that you're supposed to make. Fine, if you have a sada, then you make a different bracha, maybe shachianu, if you own it together with the shutfin, maybe tov meitiv. Fine, sounds great. That's Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, when he says over this halacha, leaves out three crucial words. The three words we started, imhaya bitzar, if you're bitzar. The Rambam, when he paskins the halacha, is very odd. He doesn't say that. He just says, Yardu Gishamim Rabim. If it rains a lot, Im Yesh, and it goes through. If you have a field, you make a Shechianu. If you don't have a field, you make the Modim Bracha that we just read. So it's very odd. It sounds like in the Rambam that if it rains a lot, whether you care or whether you don't care so much, the very fact that it's raining means you make a Bracha on the rain. No. Anyone ever make this bracha on the rain? What's pshat? So the Bar Halacha says something very, very relevant to us. He says, why does the Rambam not say the words Im Haya Bitzar? And he says, you know why? Because the Rambam is talking about Eretz Yisrael. In other places, this is the key line, in other places besides Eretz Yisrael, then it makes a difference if you're bitzar, that there's no rain, or whether you're not bitzar. In other words, your personal connection to the rain makes a difference in any place but Eretz Yisrael. Says the Bar Halacha, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, which is what the Rambam apparently was talking about, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you automatically need to make a bracha on the rain, whether you care about it or whether you don't care about it. And what's the reason, he says? Because in Eretz Yisrael, Shematzli Sham Yovesh Gadol, there's a lot of dry, it's the dry season. Va'atzira Rabba Ad Shetzrichim Rachamim Al HaMatar. They used to daven for the rain, right? The Kinneret line, everyone always knows what the Kinneret's up to or not up to, right? Va'ein Matar Ba Rak L'Prakim. Rain only comes a little bit of, sporadically. Bevadai Yesh Simcha Rabba K'sheyored Matar. Of course, you're going to care that the Kinneret finally is up a notch, so you don't even need to say that you're going to be bitzar. V'tzrichin lahodos al zeh. According to the Bar Halacha, comes out that in Eretz Yisrael, every season, right after Pesach, instead of the bracha on the trees, you should also have a set time that you make a bracha on the rain. Right? It's mefurish in the Bar Halacha. So what's pshat? You ever make a bracha on the rain in Eretz Yisrael? So the Prima Gadim already starts giving you an answer. And we'll have to figure out, well, Maisa, why don't we make this bracha, or should we be making this bracha? So the Bar Halacha, a few lines later, quotes a Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, no, that afilu b'Eretz Yisrael, kishashanim misudaros, ein levarcha al gishamim. What does that mean? Kishashanim misudaros. There's set global warming. I don't know. Is this the first reference to global warming? I don't know. But there's a set shanim misudaros. The years are, I guess, more consistent. Since the years are more consistent nowadays, I guess the rainfall is more consistent. I think that's what he's saying. Ain v'varach al gashamim. You don't make a bracha on gashamim. Says the Be'er Halacha, Danias Daiti, Davrzet Sarach in Gadol Adina. Says the Be'er Halacha, I have no idea how to paskin. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha says, you know what? Make the bracha, but don't say Shem Hashem. Halacha l'maisa, the Be'er Halacha says, in Eretz Yisrael, every zman, you should say a bracha of this modim anachnu. Just don't say, don't end off, Baruch Ato Hashem, Kel Rov Ha'odos. Say Baruch Ato Hashem, Kel Rov Ha'odos. Don't say God's actual name. No, so halacha l'maisa, I ask you, why have you not made this bracha? And also, does anyone make the bracha? The Piskei Tshuvas, which usually has a million Ma'ar Makomos, is eerily silent on this. And he says, listen to what he says. V'hine, lo shamanu bizmanenu levarech brachos elu, af b'Eretz Yisrael. I never heard anyone ever make this bracha in Eretz Yisrael, v'tzarech in lama. I don't know why. Question mark. No Ma'ar Makomos. So I started getting a little bit nervous. How am I going to fill 10 minutes? You know, I have four minutes left. So no, what's pshat? So Piskei Tshuvas doesn't have anything, and he's the best secondary source you ever want with Ma'ar Makomos. So what's pshat? So if you look at an Archa Shulchan, he gives a little bit of a glimpse why there's no bracha nowadays. He says, knew someone give me a reason. He says, you know what? Rain is bad nowadays. Why? I don't know. I guess our economy has changed. That too much rain is not good for the crops, or rain is going to, even if it will be good for the crops, it's going to hurt, I guess, our parks, our other type of sporting events, right? If it rains out all the Met games, then you're not going to have a good economy because no one's going to buy Mets tickets. So the rain has other negative effects to it. I'm elaborating on the Aruch Shulchan. Aruch Shulchan is not talking about the Mets. Aruch Shulchan just says, he says, nowadays, he says, "Umasha ain anu nohagim bebirchas gesham bezmanazeh to bebedinos able to dirim begesham." And we have a lot of rain. The ain that saran kolkach. That's what the Rama said, but he doesn't like that. He says the reason is because ain. He says, "Ain riboy geshamim mekalkol matvua kibemedinos shavanu of Eretz Yisrael komash yor yosi yeshos bracha." He says that in our lands, the rain is not so bad for our, the lack of rain is not so bad for our land. And even if it rains a lot, he says, "Riboy geshwan etzleinu riboy gesham kloa gedola." Too much rain is a lot of kloa. I'm not sure exactly why it changed. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, the reason why you don't make this bracha bizman hazeh, especially not in Chutz Arts, is because rain is bad for us. Too much rain. Okay. No, but what other answers? So if you look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, published the last few years, he has a couple of Ma'ar Makomos from a Sefer Shar HaMayim, which I don't know who that is and I can't get my hands on it, but we'll have to trust this Dirshu footnote. Listen to what he says. Ubizmanenu das Rebogon Chaim Kanievsky. Says cutting edge halacha, yeah? Listen to this. He says, "Sheitachin she'ain mavarchin brachazu." You don't make this bracha nowadays because he heard from the Chazan Ish that nowadays we also don't fast for the rain. Why? Because you could always import water. Our economy is a global economy. If there's a lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael, what do? You have to pay the Arabs. You have to begin to import water. So it may be expensive, but no one is going to die nowadays because of a lack of water. It's not as horrible. And again, don't tell this to people in California or in places where they have these official droughts. You're not allowed to use your sprinklers. Obviously, they find it's a big deal. But says the Ragonim Chaim Kanievsky that would be the reason why you don't make the bracha bizman hazeh. But he quotes a Sefer Palgei Mayim to Rav Sari Dablitsky, who writes? He writes all these halachas, brachazu gam bizmanenu. The chen das agon Ramosha Sternbach, the gaivid in Eretz Yisrael, but that shaminag lo omra b'shasa tiris gesham b'Eretz Yisrael. Then nowadays you do make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to be a machlokas. If in Eretz Yisrael you make this bracha nowadays, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky would tell you no, and Rabbi Sternbach and Rabbi Sari Dablitsky would say you make it with the Shem of Malchus in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael now, when the Kinneret is low, you should make the bracha. Finally, quotes Rabbi Yashav, the final Ma'ar Makom. As Rabbi Yashav says, you should make the bracha bizman hazeh. The problem is that we don't know what time to make it. And he says, that's the real problem. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, you have to do it, make the bracha at the time when like the that sheyalu ababuos min amotar, when like the ground starts, you know, meeting up with the water, it makes bubbles and the fauna starts sprouting. If you have any idea what rain that is it the first rain of the season, the second rain of the season? Kol hakavod, so you can make the bracha. I have no idea what that is. So says Rabbi Yashav, unless you speak to the farmers and you figure out exactly what Shulchan Aruch makes, what he's talking about, don't make the bracha. But if you could figure it out, he says, then you make the bracha. Halacha l'maisa comes out definitely in chutzards, don't make the bracha. In Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be a big machlokas. The Rav of the Beis Knesset, the Rav of Arili, he just said that he never heard anyone make a bracha in Eretz Yisrael. I've never heard of anyone make the bracha. Piskei Tshuvos obviously never heard of anyone make the bracha. But it seems like Rabbi Yashav would say, if you could figure out the time, you should make the bracha. Sure.